Sagt der Mishnah Beiter, Masecht des Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hamecher Peiris Lachavei, if someone sells Peiris to his friend, now he sold it, explains about Tanura Stam, Vulay Peiris Liachila Elizria. In other words, they never discussed what he's using these Peiris for, to eat them or to plant them as seeds. Obviously, it was the type of Peiris, like kernels or grain or beans that can be used for one or the other. Lemaisa, the buyer, planted it without much success. V'loit simcha, it didn't sprout. Zakta Mishnah, v'afilu zera pishtan. Even if what we're talking about that was sold over here was flax seeds, which normally are bought for planting. Very few people buy flax seeds for food, but there is such a thing. For food, for medicine. Lemaisa, einoi chayiv v'achuyosan. The seller is not responsible to pay for it. He can say, look, I sold it to you as food. I know you're going to plant it. Even the Zera Pishtan that most people plant, well, I see some people use it for food. Shem Begel Miel, I mean, Shem Begel Miel says, Zaroi Negina, garden seeds. She'enon Nechalon. You can't eat it even if you want it. Or at least, it's not used, not even by a miut of people, to eat. So when you buy garden seeds, you buy them to plant. And Lemaisa, there's something wrong with these seeds because nothing is growing. So Chayiv Bachruyasan, he does have to pay for it because it's very clear over here. It was bought for planting. Now, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is not arguing over here. Rather, there are some words missing in the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mishnah tells us if they didn't make up clearly what it's for, even if he sold him Zera Pishtan, which is normally used for planting, but some people use it for eating, he's not chayiv, although the seeds aren't working for the planting. But garden seeds that are never eaten, so it's obvious even without making up that it's for planting, that the purpose was for planting, then you are chayiv. Azoy hald Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. It should say divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And not the way our Mishnah reads, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, but rather, the Mishnah is reiterating, add a shin. She Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Limer 4, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, when it comes to garden seeds that no one uses for eating, he's chayiv in their achrayis if it doesn't grow, because this is clearly a mekach ta'os. So again, if they didn't make up what they're selling, and he tries to plant it and nothing is growing, the seller can say, I thought you're using it for eating, even if something that's not commonly used for eating, but if it's something that's virtually never used for eating, then it's obvious it was sold for planting, and if it's not good for planting, then you have to refund the money.